can only talk about the experience that he has had. I think you speak to players, they've enjoyed playing for him. So he's a manager's player. And with Steve Clarke as well, with the experience those two have, I'm guessing that's where the club would obviously looking to have someone who's got, someone who can attract people to the football club, and also someone who knows about the championship, because the championship is an extremely tough division to get out of.
And he has done that before. It's certainly when he was at Albion, the thing that I would note about him is he's a very positive person, and maybe Villa need that more than anything at the moment.
That's one of the ingredients Villa need. They also need, I've listened to a lot of the ex-players, and it's true, the mentality has got to change. If you haven't got a team that's pulling together, which they clearly weren't, certainly for the from Christmas onwards last year, it's going to be a massive, massive struggle, a hurdle that probably isn't going to be breached. So they need to get players who ain't going to go on that journey out and sort of integrate the players that are coming in, players that can play in a championship, are prepared to play Saturday, Tuesday, and are really committed, because unless you've got that full commitment and the added quality, it's going to be a very tough job.
He previously had an excellent coach working with him in Eddie Newton, whose reputation is exceptional in the game. To now have Steve Clarke as well, he's gone for somebody with management experience who players enjoy being coached by as well. It seems to be a very shrewd choice of number two.
Sorry, it seems to be the mix.
A very shrewd choice of number two in Steve Clarke.
I mean, it's the experience those two have, is second to none, and it'll be needed, because there'll be some big teams they're playing against, derbies with Nigel Pearson, a couple of the teams that went down, and the teams that are still in the division. It's the Steve Clarke angle is, I think, is a very shrewd one indeed.
You say what a tough division the Championship is. If we kind of assume that Newcastle are going to be very strong, having kept Rafa Benitez, and they'll keep a strong squad together, for Villa to turn themselves around to compete for maybe one automatic promotion position, that's going to be a very, very stern challenge.
It is. I come back to, you've got to get a spirit within the players and within the team that are willing to fight and scrap for every point and every tackle and every ball, as well as having that little bit of quality to finish teams off when you do get a chance up front. A lot of teams are quite solid, but it's the ones who have that little bit extra spirit and the quality that often makes it the telling judgment. And I think that is a huge job to get players out that are not going to be on part of that, and get the players in that are, and then blend that within pre-season and get it working in a cohesive manner. It's going to take time.